Mark, we have had communications challenges with craziness today and yesterday. We apologize for getting you on so late. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Well, I know that you have been monitoring what's going on over in Japan just from a curiosity point of view, and that leads us to wonder, well, what's going on here in the state of Michigan? Tell us, before we get into the specifics, tell us about Palisades Nuclear Power Plant, where you're located, who you serve, and what you're all about.
You bet. Palisades has been sitting here at Covert, Michigan since December of 1971. We provide about 805 megawatts, that's 805,000 kilowatts every hour, to Consumers Energy. Consumers Energy then distributes the electricity through its distribution system around the state. Nuclear energy in this state is about 20% of your electricity throughout the state from the four power plants that are generating. And that equals about 5 hours out every day comes from nuclear energy.
Have you ever had an issue there at Palisades where you had a concern about a leak?
No, we've all kinds of systems and backup systems and systems. In the nuclear industry, it's called defense in depth, in which if a leak does appear, and occasionally they do, we will go to an alternative system, repair the pump or valve that has the leak, and return it to service after testing. So there's always a team ready to fix what is broken. As a team specialized in valves, specialized in parts and all kinds of things here to help keep this plant running safely.
You and I were talking about the perfect storm, what has happened in Japan when you get a tsunami and an earthquake and a power loss. Can that happen here in the state of Michigan?
Well, again, we're very fortunate here in Michigan to be in a very low seismic area of the country. We've had only two earthquakes within the past 60-some years of any consequence. The first one occurred in 1947, south and east of Kalamazoo. And the second one in 1998, folks around Lansing area may remember it, September 10th of 1998, just about a mile and a half north of Capital City Airport. The epicenter was there, 3.5 on the Richter scale. But those are the outliers. When we feel earthquakes here in our state, it's generally from New Madrid fault line down in the boot heel of Missouri. There's the Wabash Valley fault area, which is on the border of southern Indiana and Kentucky. And so those are the results of any type of fault area, we would feel some type of seismic activity, but it's very, very low.
Did what happened in Japan cause you to take a look at your operations in Palisades?
Well, the power plants are designed for earthquakes, tornadoes, and even the impact of an airplane crash. So when Palisades was built, it was built with the design in mind and the factors that would take into account that earthquake that occurred in Kalamazoo that we just talked about, and other earthquakes that may have occurred within a 200-mile radius of the power plant. And then additional safety factors were added in, so it is actually could withstand earthquakes larger than what we have seen in this area. And all nuclear plants in the country are built to those same type of designs.
When we see what's gone on in Japan, it makes me wonder about Palisades from the aspect of, since 1971, you haven't had any challenges, but is equipment upgraded and changed?
Constantly. It's much like your radio studio. You used to have analog dials and records and things like that. You're all computerized now, and similarly here, too. We've gone from analog to digital, lots of computers, but you've got lots of folks that also also keep that equipment up to speed as well. So, again, technology moves in all industries, and we are not alone in that.
Mark, before we let you go, talk about some misconceptions people have about nuclear power plants or information that you know that they don't know.
Well, first of all, we're different from a coal-fired power plant, and I know the city of Lansing has its coal-fired power plant right downtown. The only difference between us and them is the way we produce heat. You need a heat source to boil water, to make steam, to spin a set of turbines, to crank a generator. And our heat source happens to be fission. And in our case, we create that heat, send it through a steam generator. The steam generator then makes the steam so that we can spin that generator. So that's really the big difference between, you know, the power plants that we see here, the difference between the heat sources. The other thing I think that's probably most important for people to remember, too, is that here on Lake Michigan, we're not susceptible to tsunamis like they were in Japan. And that was really what was the destroyer and did the most damage, not necessarily the earthquake, because you see the building still standing. At Japan, those reactors shut down as they were designed when the earthquake occurred. The tsunami that resulted was the damage. We don't see that here in Lake Michigan because there's no tectonic plates below the lake. What we do see in Lake Michigan are lake surges and phenomena called seiches, S-E-I-C-H-E. It's a French word meaning movement, and it's caused by low barometric pressure combined with wind that forces water up rivers and so forth in waves. So those are the types of things this plant is built for. I also want to tell people that tell folks and listeners that you can go to there's a very, very informative website out there from the Nuclear Energy Institute. And this is the one I use to keep up to date on activities over in Japan right now, because we're in a monitoring mode. This entire industry is watching. As they say, the whole world's watching. They are. And Nuclear Energy Institute is a great repository for all of this, and they have a page dedicated to that particular situation right now. NEI.org is the website, and folks can get on there and just click on the link and takes them right to that. It is updated every 3 hours with the latest information.
Mark, awesome information. Thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome, and call anytime.